This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad. Khadka with the news. Our top story is first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expands cabinet today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers today at 12. Supreme Court issues interim order not to implement the ordinance on Nepal's citizenship First Amendment. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung loses vote of confidence in Province Assembly. And Mumbai building collapse kills at least 11 people, including 8 children. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expanded and given full shape to the existing Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Oli inducted 7 cabinet ministers and 1 state minister. With this, the current Council of Ministers has 25 members, including 22 cabinet ministers and 3 state ministers. This is the second time that the Council of Ministers has been expanded following the dissolution of the House of Representatives on the 22nd of May. Similarly, President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers at a function held at the presidential building in Sital Nivas today as well. Those taking the oath included Khagaraj Adhikari for Ministry of Home Affairs, Rajkishore Adha for Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Naina Kala Thapa for Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. Likewise, Jwala Kumari Shah took oath of office for the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Narad Muni Rana for the Ministry of Forest and Environment, and Ganesh Kumar Pahadi for the Ministry of Federal Administration, Federal Affairs and General Administration, and Mohan Bania, Minister for the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, in the presence of President, also administer the oath of office and secrecy to Asha Kumari BK, the Minister of State for Forest and Environment. The Supreme Court has issued the interim order in the name of government not to immediately implement the Ordinance on Nepal Citizenship First Amendment 2078 Bikram Sambat. A constitutional bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabara and Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khatka, Hari Krishna Karki and Ishwar Prasad Khatioda today issued the interim order. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung has failed to win the vote of confidence in the Province Assembly. Province Assembly floor test was held today where Chief Minister Gurung secured 27 votes, while 30 votes were cast against his favour. Chief Minister Gurung was required to secure a minimum of 31 votes in a 60-member Gandaki Province Assembly. Chief Minister Gurung was reappointed on May 12 as leader of the largest party in the Assembly. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the officials to begin the construction of drinking water projects in Angri and Larke rivers in Sindhu Palchok district. Prime Minister's directive comes after the completion of much-awaited Melamchi drinking water project. Taking update of the Ministry of Drinking Water and Sanitation and Melamchi drinking water project at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli asked the officials to begin the construction of drinking water projects in 2 rivers to supply water to the Kathmandu Valley. Both the project will supply 170 million litre water east to the valley after the completion of the project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 5,293 people have recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. With this, the total number of people recovered from COVID-19 has reached 515,591 in the country. Similarly, the recovery rate now stands at 85.7%. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, additional 3,749 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded across the country today. The latest COVID-19 cases were detected while carrying out a total of 15,230 tests, including 9,901 RT-PCR and 5,337 antigen tests in various laboratories in the country. Meanwhile, 59 people succumbed to COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, taking the death toll to 8,238. The monsoon is expected to enter Nepal from the east in few days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says the monsoon has already developed in Bay of Bengal and it is heading towards Nepal. Senior meteorologist Varun Podol said the occurrence of rainfall has started in increase and heavy rain is likely to occur at many places from next week. According to meteorologist Podol, the monsoon has not spread out well as there is still influence of the westerly wind in the nation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. At least 11 people, including 8 children, have been killed after a residential building collapse in the western Indian city of Mumbai. Our rescue efforts are on the way as more people are feared trapped in the debris in the Malad area, officials say. An investigation has been ordered, but Minister said heavy rains could have caused the collapse on Wednesday night. Police said 18 people were pulled out from the debris, but only 7 of them survived. A military plane crash has killed at least 12 people near Myanmar's second biggest city of Mandalay. The plane is reported to have been flying from the capital Naypyidaw to the town of Pingolin on Thursday and was coming into land when it crashed about 300 meters from a steel plant. Jo Min Thun, a spokesperson for Myanmar's military, said the plane had lost communications during bad weather. Myanmar's military authorities have charged deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi with corruption, the most serious charge laid against her till date. Ms. Suu Kyi is accused of accepting cash and gold in bribes and faces up to 15 years in jail if found guilty. The former state councillor was arrested on 1st February when the military seized power in a coup. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phutisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli expands cabinet today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed ministers today itself. Supreme Court issues interim order not to immediately implement the ordinance on Nepal citizenship First Amendment. Gandaki Province Chief Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung loses vote of confidence in Province Assembly. And Mumbai building collapse kills at least 11 people, including 8 children. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Phutisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.